Calls are growing for the release of Bahrain's top opposition figure, Sheikh Ali Salman, with a number of opposition groups condemning his arrest as being unconstitutional in a joint statement. Several movements, including the National Democratic Action Society and Al-Wafaq National Islamic Society, have rejected the accusations leveled against Sheikh Salman, saying they violate the Constitution. Seeking regime change is one of the four charges formally brought against him. Meanwhile, public rallies continue across the kingdom since Sheikh Salman's arrest over a week ago in his hometown of Bilad al-Ghadim near the capital Manama. Regime forces have attacked protesters. They came out shortly after the public prosecutor extended Salman's detention for another 2 weeks. Sheikh Maysam al-Salman joins us now from the Bahrain Human Rights Observatory, joining us on the line from the Bahraini capital, Manama. Mr. al-Salman, welcome to the program. Sheikh Ali Salman, the leader of the opposition Al-Wafaq Party, is facing some serious charges that many groups in opposition groups believe are fabricated and unconstitutional. Talk to us more about these measures that the al-Khalifas are willing to resort to in order to quell and curtail the uprising in Bahrain.
Well, it's very obvious for local and international observers, human rights organizations, lawyers, political parties, and civil society organizations in Bahrain that it's very clear that Sheikh Ali Salman was arrested clearly for his political demands for a constitutional monarchy and for true democracy in Bahrain. It's very unfortunate that the court, until this day, the investigation has clearly revealed, if we stand upon the answers of the questions presented to Sheikh Ali Salman, it clearly reveals that he is clearly innocent from all the charges he was charged with. The government anticipated to position Sheikh Ali Salman as a figure who calls for violence and who has threatened to change the regime under the support of power and arms. And this clearly contradicts the majority of speeches given by Sheikh Ali Salman, who is a true believer that neither violence could be a means to achieve democratic transformation in Bahrain, nor could it be a means utilized by the government to stop the democratic demand. Whoever has met Sheikh Ali Salman at a diplomatic level, at a political level, local level, international level, has a clear vision of his personality and his belief in nonviolence. So therefore, we are truly worried within the Bahrain Human Rights Observatory that the arrest of Sheikh Ali Salman could legitimize and open the door to massive human rights violations, to major arrest of the major political parties in Bahrain. It could also lead to other violations, including the close down of Al-Wafaq Party, which happens to be the biggest political party in Bahrain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Sheikh Maysam al-Salman from the Bahrain Human Rights Observatory, joining us on the line from the Bahraini capital, Manama.